Ian Dale at Drive on LBC.
9 minutes to six. Well, I mentioned a few minutes ago about Donald Trump's visit to China. Extraordinary pictures emerging from that visit. Extraordinary comments from Donald Trump. Well, let's find out what he's been saying from Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Simon, unprecedented.
Absolutely unprecedented, Ian. I mean, this is such a 180-degree U-turn from everything that Donald Trump used to say about China on the campaign trail that even a practiced contortionist would have trouble keeping up. Donald Trump, during the election campaign last year, kept telling everybody that China was raping the United States, his word. He said that it was we're like the piggy bank that's being robbed. He said that China, with its trade imbalance with the United States, was killing the United States. And yet, visiting Beijing, sitting down with the Chinese President Xi Jinping, suddenly Donald Trump seemed to put the blame on the United States.
I don't blame China. After all, who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens? I give China great credit.
In other words, he was saying that the United States was to blame for these huge trade imbalances. He said that China, more broadly, had left the United States far behind in terms of its geopolitical development. We're a long, long way from the days when successive American presidents used to be asked whether they viewed China either as a strategic partner or a strategic competitor. President Donald Trump, speaking in Beijing, appeared to concede that the United States is now very much in second place behind China, and that is an astonishing place for any American president, especially one who sounded so angry about China on the campaign trail, to find himself. The two men did not make any announcements about any kind of significant concessions on trade. We know that they had a fairly tough conversation behind the scenes, and we also know that President Trump was putting pressure on Xi Jinping to do more to help the United States try and persuade Kim Jong-un of North Korea to step back from the nuclear abyss. Here's what the president had to say about that.
The entire world is watching us right now. Today, President Xi, we discussed our mutual commitment to the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
President Trump, though, not able to announce any significant progress in that conversation either. You know, we said yesterday, Ian, that the Chinese had got President Trump's number, and we saw that again today. They showed him a big military parade that he apparently loved. Donald Trump loves military parades wherever he travels overseas. But it looked as though Donald Trump might have China's number today in terms of the deference that he showed Xi Jinping, underscoring this notion that on the world stage, Xi Jinping might just now be the world's most powerful man.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent there. Well,